Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is a professor of economics at Temple University, former dean of the business school there. He is the chief economist for NFIB, and every month he polls small business owners, and has been now for decades, to find out what's going on in the economy, and he reports back to a lot of people, but for the last 10 years or so, he's been helping us with this, and we're very grateful for that. Bill Dunkelberg, thanks for being with us. You were with me in the previous segment as we discussed the GM issue with Gary Moore. Thank you for that, by the way. So this is the October report, and Bill, it's, from what I can tell, we still don't like the numbers. We're starting to like the trend. Am I wrong about that?
Well, you know, we don't even really have a trend, because a few months ago we were actually a little bit higher than we were with the October number. So I guess if only 3 months is a trend, then we like the trend. But I'd like to see it looking a little longer than 3 months to be sure that we're actually improving. So the good news was the index went up 2.7 points. That's a pretty good jump in the index. But the bad news is it ended up at 91.7, so that was the 35th month in a row we've been below 93.
Wow.
The average for 35 years is over 100. We're so far off the mark, you know, in terms of where we need to be to have a viable small business sector contributing to economic growth. We're just not there. So, yeah, there was some good news there. I guess the best news was that the owners stopped reducing employment. So we always ask them if they increased or decreased employment and by how much. And the average this month was zero, which is great, because all the ones before it were negative. So that means that we've crossed the zero line maybe, and we'll actually make a more significant contribution to job growth, and that'll be good.
Well, I had someone on the show yesterday who said that they considered – I use the word malaise for the way people are feeling, especially a lot of small business owners are feeling about the economy. And I remember the Carter years when we had real malaise. And I've been thinking of that word for about a year now. And this Sheree Carter Scott was who it was, and she said she thinks it's malaise times 100. I don't know if it's that bad.
But
what do you think about that? Is that too strong a statement?
Yeah, no, I think that certainly feels that way. And we have some ideas about why owners are feeling the way that they feel, but obviously they need something to make them more optimistic about the future. That's the key here. But the October number tells us that even the widespread anticipation that the Republicans would take over the House by big numbers didn't improve their optimism very much. So,
right.
Maybe they'll wait to see what actually happens. We do have the Congress meeting it for its last time coming up here. We'll have to see if any bad things happen there. I mean, they're wondering if bad things are going to continue to happen to them, or whether good things will start to happen, and that's the key.
Well, in our non-scientific poll that we take on our website, we asked people sometime in October if they thought that the economy, that things would get better economically in the country after the November elections. And about 9 out of 10 people said that they thought it would. So I'm going to be very anxious to see your November and your December reports.
Yeah, well, I think that we'll see it crawling forward. But usually we see this immense jump. Now, if you go back to the end of the last bad recession we had, which was in 1982, starting in 1983, the optimism soared to its record high for 35 years in 1983. The economy grew 8% real compared to the 2% that we've been logging in here. And, of course, we generated lots of jobs, and that began the long expansion that that ran through up to the recession in 1990-91. I mean, we've got no spontaneity here in this sector. Now, the big part of the economy, the manufacturers and the exporters seem to be doing okay. The stock market shows that it's responding to their profits. But if we're half of the GDP, which is what the government says, why, it's kind of like right. averaging their 4% growth with our zero. And right. so that's you average those two, you get two, which is not enough to even bring the unemployment rate down.
What about capital spending? What do your respondents tell you about spending money on the investments?
Well, they're not spending very much. We did see the reports of actual spending in the last few months go up 2 points, but that was 2 points from our 35-year record low, so we're still, you know, sloshing right. around in the basement. And plans to make capital outlays actually lost a point from 18% to or 19 down to 18. But that, again, is, you know, like one of the lowest readings we've seen in 35 years. So these people are not ready to commit money to growth. 73% of them say it's not a good time to expand. And one out of five of those say it's because of the political environment. We're just
one of the things I've been reminding people about, Bill, is at some point in time, folks, and I think that time is now, you've got to quit blaming things on the economy and you got to start thinking, okay, how much of this is where my head's been for the last 35 months, as you indicated, and how much of it is the economy? I mean, I think now's the time when people need to start saying, okay, pretty soon I'm not going to have any excuses. What do you think, Bill?
I think you're right. We did get some good news in the October retail sales were actually quite strong. They did grow 8% at an annual rate, excluding autos, and autos was up more than that. Of course, we're still only buying 12 million cars at an annual rate when we scrap 13 million a year. Usually we buy 16. So there's
Bill,
a long way to go.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break, folks. Right back with more to come from Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.